Yeah, I feel that that was an amazing day, and today reading some fans, and then you remember, you know, everything and special moments. I think it was a situation, a game, an experience that nobody can take away from us. No, I think that some people they say, "Oh no, we don't need to talk about the past," and but at the end, it's the most exciting final in the Champions League, so it's there.
It's very personal for you, isn't it?
Yeah, everybody I was there was enjoying. So I was reading some comments from fans. No, they take the plane or the train, and after the coach, and after walking to the stadium. So the experience, and I received some letters before, and it's amazing. No, the experience of each one.
You're a huge tactical analyst. You must have watched the
game
again.
At least I like to analyze.
You like to think you are.
Yeah, I like to. Analyze.
Do you ever watch the game and think, well, actually, maybe I just did something wrong there? Or
no, I was watching the game, and obviously at the beginning we had to decide if we wanted to do, if we talk about the next final, no, is what they would do. It was the same for us. We had to decide to play with the players with more quality, Alonso and Gerard, or to have an approach more defensive, and then we decided to go with the quality. So what happened? We knew that could be a risk behind the midfielders with a space for Kaká. But at the end, we knew and we couldn't. And also, we had the first substitution because injury. So we had to change a little bit the shape of the team at the beginning. And after, we realized that we needed to control the middle of the pitch. So we changed tactically. It was much better. Still, at the end, we had some problems because we have cramps and so a lot of things, but then you could see the mentality and the team spirit and also the fans behind, because I didn't realize, like now when you watch the videos and especially some videos from the stands, it was amazing. The atmosphere was amazing.
I mean, 6 years on, do you still get people who you bump into who say, "I was there," and you hear a news story about it?
Believe me, a lot of fans they say, "Thank you very much for Istanbul, thank you very much for everything." Even Evertonians, they say, "Oh, it was an amazing." And I was reading the other day coming in a forum in internet from an Arsenal fan, so the best ever game that I have seen. But so things like this, that is true. So it's and we are really proud because we were there. So that is the main thing.
Yeah, and it's not just about reliving history, because it's not even that long ago.
No, I think that actually a lot of times that we play much better in the second final in Athens. So, but this one was so good that in the way that everything was going on, it was incredible. And some people also, they say, "Oh, you know, they are living from just thinking about Istanbul." And hey, we were in Athens too. So these 3 years we won 4 trophies and we were in 3 finals. Not too many clubs had this opportunity.
When was the last time you watched the video, or would you afford yourself a little sneak peek today?
No, the last week I was looking for some photos, and then I could go to YouTube, and then I see, to be fair, I could see an English version, but also an Italian version. And the Italian version was really good because they were talking about tactics, or, you know, 1, 2, 3, five. No, they changed the formation. They realized that we changed the formation. I don't think that anyone in Liverpool or our fans or anyone was thinking, "Oh, they changed the formation and the shape of the team." But the Italians, they were analyzing the shape of the team and the position of Didi Hamann and how it could affect the game. So it was quite good.
I like the way you're analyzing YouTube. At the moment, you're obviously out there looking for a position to arise that might interest you. Do you, we're looking back there at the European Cup final. Do you envisage a time when you could take another team to a European Cup final? I presume that's what being a top manager is all about.
Yeah, we were this time we were really lucky to be in 2 finals. And then normally you think that you could be there in the future. So I'm waiting for the right club, the right opportunity. And it's not easy because there are not too many top sides or too many clubs that they will have a proper project, and then they will be patient and they will give you time. But still, we are trying to be ready and then looking for an opportunity in a very good club.